Welcome to the Audio House of Chosun and Hackberry House. Today, when you get sent back. Some of the countries to which North Koreans flee are not keen on keeping their new guests. China is the most serious offender in this regard. What happens when Kim Jong-il's government is handed back its own citizens fleeing to escape starvation? Here are eyewitness accounts gained from interviews and published in the free online report that's called A Prison Without Bars. One interviewee was sent with his older brother to prison for 15 months. The brother killed himself during that stay. How was he treated? Just like animals, he said. An animal without a name. Another was asked the normal questions about why she went to China and whether she had had contact with a church or missionary. During the interrogation, she was forced to kneel the entire day. Whenever she moved, guards beat her. This guard asked prisoners to hit each other. If they disobeyed, the guard would hit them. Her brother was sent to jail for 10 years after admitting he had contacted Christians in China. Another victim states, "They didn't ask whether I had encountered Buddhists, but asked whether I had contact with Christians. I was kicked and struck severely. I had to stand all day long, and I was not permitted to move or speak. It was impermissible to raise my hand or to walk. If I went to the bathroom, a guard followed me." Interviewee 23 saw it this way. "I was beaten up and ate nothing for 3 days after being detained. They knocked my head with an iron hook. I was hung head down from the prison bars with shackles on my legs, and I was beaten with an iron hook. My shoulder was also beaten. Those sufferings resulted in the rupture of a capillary. I had to sit and could not make a motion all day long from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., which continued for 6 months. Another said, "When I was sent to Onsyang, the officer said to me, 'I'll beat your face.' And they poured cold water on me and kicked me. There were about 50 to 60 people in a cell, so we had to sleep in a seated position because there was no room to lie down. There was one toilet in the cell. Many people died of colitis because of the polluted water. There were so many lice. We got a mouthful of overcooked noodles 3 times a day. I really thought that dying would be better," said yet another. "There was a woman who gave birth in the cell, but the guards took the baby away. It seemed like in my cell about 10 people out of 80 were believers. They kept praying, so I decided to pray with them." You know, we should decide to pray with them too, daily. More if possible. Let's gather groups to pray with us. Let's plead with God for the souls and the soul of this nation, horribly defiled by communist ideas and worse. And one more prayer request this time. Let's ask God to take away the fear that the North Korean government has of Jesus' people. Something tells them that believers are dangerous. Let's pray that they will receive a vision of the one who healed sick people, forgave sinful people, and preached good news to poor people. Thank you for listening today. For written copies of what you've just heard, visit us at chosunhouse.com. There you'll find pages of information about North Korea. For Bible teachings, whether oral and written, check this sermon audio site. Please pray with me that God will have His way in Chosun. Yes, and in our lives too.